Labor leader Bill Shorten has announced a new climate policy focusing on decreasing carbon emissions by 45% by the year 2030. And there have been pushbacks to the policy saying that it may fail to reduce pollution here in Australia. But Professor Mike Young of the Centre for Global Food and Resources at the University of Adelaide says it could make Australia a world leader in climate change reduction.
It's much more aggressive in how it takes Australia into managing climate change. I would have liked to have seen it go further to set up a proper carbon price and strong incentives to ensure that we achieve our national commitments to reduce greenhouse gases much more affordably.
The Greens have hit back at the policy, saying that it allows big emitters to outsource emission reductions to international carbon traders. Should we be concerned that a carbon trading scheme will not necessarily reduce emissions here in Australia?
If Australia is making a contribution to the world, and if it is buying true offsets somewhere else, then I'm relaxed about that. You can be more aggressive at home, but I'd like to see Australia part of driving international change as well and setting up a system that enables trade throughout the world. And hopefully other countries will be lining up to do this as well, and we do end up with a global carbon price signal throughout the world.
There has been pushback from farmers saying that this policy will impact them with heavy control on land clearance. Who will be the most affected by this policy?
Everybody will be affected by it. Farmers do have to be aware that when you clear land, you cause greenhouse gas emissions. If they did go into essentially a climate sharing system, whether or not farmers who are very aware of how much water rights have gone up would then end up holding emission rights in agriculture and decide to plant more trees and go in the opposite direction. So instead of clearing land in a net sense, they would actually increase the carbon stock in Australia.
You advocate for a climate sharing system. How will this system help to reduce Australia's greenhouse gas emissions?
The idea behind a climate sharing system is that Australia commits to always having a limit on greenhouse gas emissions, and we issue shares in whatever that limit is, and every year permits are issued in proportion to those shares, and those shares are mortgageable in the same way that water rights are mortgageable. That would enable those big companies that are already making large emissions to bankroll the adjustment and to pay for them by selling off shares as they reduce emissions. And it'd be a very exciting, prosperous way forward.
On to today's budget. Last year we saw very little in way of the environment. What measures should be taken this year to tackle climate change?
If we can see things staying much as they are today, then that's probably all we can expect apart from the area of climate. It would be fantastic if there was more support for biodiversity, more support for Australia's landscape, and finding ways to work in partnership with landholders so that we look after the future of this nation.
Labor's emissions reduction target is 45% by 2030. This is significantly less than the Coalition's 25% reduction. Do you think that this is realistically attainable?
Australia is a wealthy nation. The economic modelling that I have seen doesn't describe this as an economic disaster. In fact, it could end up being something that leads us into prosperity. The real big future opportunity, I think, lying in the world is to move quickly to low carbon futures, and those countries that do it first could end up being the test beds of innovation. In South Australia, you see a classic, we lead the world in renewable and solar power. We could build on that being 100% renewables in a very short period of time. That would be a really interesting prospect. If we work out how to do that, we can be the test bed for the world.
Professor Mike Young speaking to The Wire's Cale Matthews.